bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. Can't get off the bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Nah, you know I'm that bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. I am that bitch.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to That Bitch Podcast. If you're watching right now, I am currently actually walking outside on my break. Recording outside, it is kind of has a bug on my forehead. Ew, that was gross. Fucking bug. I don't know what that was. Let's hope it's not in my hair. Anyways, I was debating. I'm like, maybe I should just try and record the podcast while I'm on break at work, because I will be too tired to do it when I get home, and I really want to wash my vehicle when I get home. Past, like, I guess it's kind of been like 3 weeks, I think, or two. I don't fucking know anymore. Has been honestly exhausting, long. Originally, the week that I was going to record the one episode, I had a headache literally every single day, which fucking sucked. So that tapped me out for, well, it was 6 days straight. I had a headache every time I'd wake up. So that kept me out for a good old 6 days after work. So I've been kind of constantly debating on what I wanted to talk about this, well, past 2 weeks, past week and a half I wanted to talk about. And then I was like, maybe I should do like apps, dating app bios, like the stuff you see on Tinder and Bumble and Hinge. Because man, there's some shit that I come across while on there is, some's good, some's horrid, some is disgusting. Yeah, I had one that I'll probably add like in the video here that said he is an experienced dom. If you don't know what a dom is, that's like somebody who dominates you in the bedroom, basically. Yeah, you don't need to put that on your bio. Go to like a kink site or something. You'll find a better spot there for that type of stuff. Not regular dating apps, okay? I also kind of feel like Tinder gets a bad rap half the time, because I think I've met pretty much everybody that I met in LA that I hung out with. I actually met off Tinder, to be honest, and then I think one off a Hinge, but the rest were Tinder, and I mean, they were all awesome people. I really have to get back on the app though, because I leave in August to LA and I need to meet new people while I'm there. Fuck, it's windy. Oh, and a quick update, like health-wise, depression, not too bad currently. Probably because it's really nice outside, and you know, that always helps somebody's mood, that's for damn sure. Also, I think I might have figured out what's causing like all of my health issues. One of my prescriptions called Avantil, I probably have about 95% of the side effects this medication has. Plus, you're not supposed to take it with bupropion and venlafaxine. I'm on both of those, so that's a problem. And there's this thing called serotonin syndrome, I think is what it's called, serotonin syndrome. And that's when you have, well, too much serotonin, and that's what antidepressants give you, is that for your brain. And I think out of like the 10 symptoms there was, I had 8. So that might explain a lot of things as well. Well, I currently have about 8 minutes left on my break, so I have to start walking back to my office. And that means I'm gonna be going down Vic, which is extremely busy, and you'll probably not be able to hear me even with the noise-canceling headphones. So when I get home, I will continue recording outside, probably in the backyard. I mean, the lighting's good and shit, and may as well spend more time outside. I just gotta figure out more stuff to talk about for the dating app bios, because I do want to give like advice on which I actually could, because people clearly need the help. So ta-ta till then.
All right, so I'm home now. We shall see how long this lasts while I record outside, if the dogs are gonna go bark like crazy, run around, or jump over me. So let's begin. So when you last saw the video or heard, I was at work on break walking around, and it was kind of funny but also awkward, because people will be walking by me, or I'd see somebody walking and I'm like, oh fuck, they can see this. Because obviously recording yourself in public is always kind of like slightly embarrassing. I mean, you get used to it after a while. Near the end, I was like, yeah, fuck it, whatever, you know. But at the beginning, I was kind of like, this is awkward. But whatever. And if you're watching the video, I've got a tiny little mic now. I'm not sure if I want to have the little black puffy thingy on top or go without it. I feel like without it, it looks funnier, so maybe I'll just do that. Okay. So, this episode, this week, I wanted it to be about dating apps and bios. Also, not sure how long I'll have no sunglasses on because the sun is moving and I'm in my backyard. So, let's get started. Something I find people really need to not do. This can be girls too, but I think it's mainly guys. When they post shirtless photos on dating apps, but your head's cut off as well, and all your photos are that, or you constantly post photos that are all shirtless, and that's it, and you got like two or three photos, and it's like, dude, nobody really wants to see that. We're okay with like maybe one, max two photos of you being shirtless, but otherwise we're like, hey, ego munch. Or you're taking a photo and you have it for like basically near your crotch to show, oh, you got a little, what the fuck, treasure trail, or you have the V, and most don't have the V because most of them on there ain't that fit. So I find that usually it's either the ones that have the biggest egos that post that, or they're the biggest creeps that post shit like that. Yeah. I came, as I was saying on the beginning of the episode, that I had came across a Tinder bio that had said that he was experienced dom. Okay, we're back. Yeah, it was just like a turn off instantly because nobody really wants to see that. Sure, if you're like matching with a person and then you talk about that and say, oh, are you into like this kink? Are you into this, that? Sure, go right ahead and have that conversation. But nobody really wants to see that on most dating apps unless you're on a kink specific site or app. But I don't think there's really an app for kink specific things. I know there's sites, but not an app because the App Store and Google Play Store are quite restricted with what you can have as an app. Like you can't like selfie pics and shit like that. There's no apps for that. Oh, the dogs are running around again. Okay, we're back again. So another thing I find really like disturbing, and that people, guys and girls, should both not be doing this shit in their bios, is putting down the opposite gender in your bio. Like, oh, you can't have too close of eyes, or you can't have stretch marks, or must have big boobs, like shit like that. Like, no. All you have to do if you want something like that or don't want something like that, then swipe right or left. That's it. You don't need to put that in your bio because instantly that's going to get swiped right on you because nobody wants to deal with that disgusting, egotistical, narcissistic attitude. Like, no thank you. And then, but there's also like girls posting shit like, must be 6 feet or taller. Okay, come on. Sure, we all like a tall guy. Well, most of us like tall guys. But you don't put that in your bio. You can actually put that in a setting that you only see guys or girls that are at a certain height. I think sometimes you have to pay for extra, but like most people nowadays will put their height in their bio just so it's like there, so then you're not like looking for having it in your, how do I say it? Like in mine, I do say that I'm 5'3". Canadian, blah, 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 blah. You can put your own height in your bio, but don't be, like, requesting somebody else's height. You're gonna see it, you can swipe right or left, or it's automatically, like, in the description that you pick in your settings and stuff, that you can pick all, okay, your height, I don't know if you do weight, normally you don't, I don't think, location, career, all that kind of shit. Yeah, I mean, I think most people nowadays are very... what the fuck is the word? Shallow? I mean, I have those moments too. I'm like a hot dude. But I feel like there's always those people that tell you to, oh, give the nice guy a try. Give him a try. Let him try. Blah, 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 blah. Give him a shot. You know, what's the worst thing that can happen? You know what the worst thing that can happen is? That nice guy is actually a fucking crazy, creepy person who's stalking you now. I feel like I see stories about that all the time, or they finally got the person and now they're obsessive of that person and then is abusive. Like, if you know you're not into that person, you don't have to give it a shot. You don't have to give it a try. If you don't feel right, if it doesn't feel right, then don't do it. Okay? Simple as that. Okay. So, I talked about the height requirements. Oh, listing requirements in general. I was looking up, like, bad dating bios and stuff. Because I'm like, what can I find online? And, of course, it, like, pulls you into fucking Reddit. Because everybody is, like, ruthless on Reddit. I don't use it. I've, like, read stuff on there, but I don't think I've ever actually commented on a Reddit post before, because some people are fucking wild on there, and I mean wild. But anyways, so I came across this one post that had, like, a screenshot of some guy's whatever bio, dating app bio, or whatever app bio, or just dating site bio. There, we'll go with that. And he literally requested, like, had requirements listed on his bio. Said, you must have this, you can't have that, you can't like Grey's Anatomy, you can't like watching the Kardashians, you must do this, blah, 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 you can't have that, all that kind of shit. Even, like, if girls are doing that too, like, stop that shit, that's not okay. You're just, put your ego aside. Because if people are going to see that, generally they're not going to swipe right on you or hurt you or like you, because that's just kind of what the fuck is the word? I mean, dickish, douche-ish, all those kind of things. Douche-ish. Yeah. Rude, mean, obnoxious. Shall I go up obnoxious? Yeah. That's just not okay. So, another one is, okay, so we talked about commenting on a person's looks, putting your requirements listed in the description. But then the worst thing you could really ever do is leave your bio blank. I just heard a bee or a wasp. Anyways, leaving it blank is probably the worst, because then it's like, okay, is this catfish? Is this real? Like, what the fuck are you looking for? What do you want? At least put something. Put, like, hi, my name is Bob. I like dogs. Like, something is better than fucking nothing, okay? So, just don't leave it blank. And don't, oh my god, do not, guys and girls, don't post a bunch of photos with multiple people in the photo unless you literally circle yourself, because people are gonna be like, okay, well, who the fuck is this? And don't have your main photo a photo of you and some bros or some chicks or both. Okay, what was I saying? All right. Okay, one of the worst things you can probably do is post a photo of you with multiple people in the photo, because then especially if it's your first main photo. Because guess what? 9 times out of 10, your friends are usually hotter than you, unless you're not, like, there's a movie called The Duff. It's like designated ugly fat friend kind of thing. It's really horrible to say. But it's kind of, like, true. It's usually, like, you'll surround yourself with friends, but you're the hot one. Or, like, you'll have some not as attractive, or everybody's attractive but that one person that just sticks out, you know? And it's true. There are a lot of groups that are like that. And also, some people just have a different taste. They're going to see you, but then be like, oh, who's that friend? That friend is kind of hot. Now, can we find that person on here or through social media? Because guess what? If you're like a social media creeper investigator like me, you'll find who that motherfucker is. But long story short of things you should not do, definitely, definitely do not post something that you know Andrew Tate would like or he would post. Because guess what? Like 99.9% of females do not like him and his disgusting, egotistical, narcissistic, abusive, disgusting ass. Okay? Just leave it to the side. And if you are an Andrew Tate fan, don't ever admit that. Because guess what? As soon as the girl finds out, deuces. Like, no. That's a hard no pass. Okay? Now, some things that you could post in your bio is, well, your height if you want to. That's kind of totally up to you. Just because you know people are going to be looking for it. For girls, I think it's not as bad. Because I know, guys, you're very self-conscious about your height because you know girls like taller guys, blah, 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 whatever. You don't have to. You could put your city or just like the province or state, country, whatever, depending on where your dating apps are. Like my dating apps are located in LA, West Hollywood area, and I don't live there. I live in Regina, Saskatchewan. Like, I don't live anywhere near there. Oh, it's time for sunglasses. So I gotta kind of put, like, I'm from Canada, Saskatchewan, Canada. I'm not gonna put my city. If you want to know my city, I'll tell you. If I think it's okay to tell you. If you want to put a joke in your bio, totally go for it. As long as it's not sexist. Otherwise, it's gonna rub most people the wrong way. And don't say, oh, people are so sensitive. No, people just like to stick up for themselves now and just don't put up with shit, okay? That's why we don't want those sexist, disgusting little jokes in there. You could put that you're an animal lover, you like cats or dogs, but don't say if you're a cat lover, you hate dogs. You're not into them. Like, oh, we can only match because if you like cats and you don't like dogs, blah, 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 and all this kind of stuff, like, just shit like that. That didn't really make sense. If you love dogs and you also love cats, but no, that didn't make sense. Okay, got it. Must be a dog lover and not like cats. I hate cats. Shit like that. Like, just put that you're just a dog lover or a cat lover. Just leave it at that, or animal lover, whatever. You could put what you would like to do on a date. I wouldn't go into detail like, oh, I would buy you roses and champagne. Because sometimes a little too much detail makes you sound a little creepy. And now the dogs are running around me. I feel like whenever I see dating profiles and they go into so much detail on what they would do for you. Oh, and I like this, I like that, I want to take you here, I want to take you there. I want to get to know you, the real you. Shit like that, it just comes across a little creepy. Alright, so I just realized I was talking way too close to the mic. I thought I had to be closer because of how tiny it was. That was wrong. So, I'm going to just re-record the last thing I said. And now my dog's barking. Let's go walk down the street in my slippers. So, in my bio, I have, like, it's kind of like a little joke-ish-y, that I say, if we do match, I'll probably message you first, because most guys won't message first. And then it's kind of like, oh, now I gotta message her. It's one of those things that's like, maybe I should, because I want to prove her wrong, you know? It's one of those little things. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I just have, like, hobbies and stuff listed in there, and that's pretty much it. Like, you don't need to go too deep, too serious, because just the more detail you do sometimes, it just more comes across creepy, you know? Yeah, but for photo-wise, I recommend putting, like, a good photo of your face, honestly. Don't be trying to cover your eyes. Don't wear everything in sunglasses, because, honestly, somebody could have, like, little bug eyes, and then you're like, oh, well, now I'm, like, sunglasses fished. Not, like, really, like, you know, how do they say mask fished or whatever? Or hat fished? Because then all of a sudden the guy takes their hat off and they're bald. Yeah, that shit does happen. So, I'd probably recommend a hat off photo. If you want to have a hat on, at least have one off so we know what's underneath your head. Same with females, that kind of stuff too. Same with sunglasses. Like, recommend not having all your photos with sunglasses, because then we don't know what your eyes look like. Maybe they love blue eyes and you're hiding your blue eyes, or you have brown eyes and they have hazel, and you know, some people really like that, and then you're missing out because you have sunglasses in every freaking photo, because sunglasses clearly change the way you look. Look at me now in the video. I look a lot different when I have sunglasses on. And I'm like, ooh, more mysterious. Not really, but you know what I mean. So, other things you could post for photo-wise. You doing activities. Oh my god. One thing I totally forgot is to not post photos of you fishing or holding a fish. Like, sure, if you want to have one, but do not have that as your main photo. Because a lot of girls are now going to be like, okay, we understand you like to fish, and oh my god, you caught a big fish. Like, I can catch fish too. Do I want to see you holding a fish in every photo? No, not really. If that's your hobby, put that you like fishing in your bio. And then maybe one photo, but like further deep in your photos, not the very first one. Because I feel like whenever you go to Alberta, everybody there has a fish photo as their first fucking photo every time. Yeah, but it's also why I like where my location is on my app, because it is nowhere near a bunch of, like, I guess it's a bunch of oceans, but you don't really see people with holding fishes as their main profile. So that's nice. If you have animals, that's a tip. If you have a cat, have a dog, have both, post photos with them. People are simps for animal photos, because guess what? 99% of people love animals. So of course we're gonna see an animal photo and be like, oh my god, that's so cute. And then there you go, there's your entryway to talking to somebody. If you match with them, they can be like, I love your dog. Your dog is so cute. What's your dog's name? Oh, maybe we could take our dogs for a walk. Blah 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 blah. Stuff like that. Wow, this lighting is real good. But this little mic is a bitch to hold. And I put the little cover back on. So, let's go. Oh my god, I just lost my slipper. We're gonna go behind my vehicle. Just look at that. Oh, that bitch podcast. Yeah. Anywho. What else for tips? I would say, honestly, I think the most unattractive thing is just seeing all of a sudden it's like a naked shirt, like a shirtless photo, but your head's cut off. Or you're like, first you're putting your head cut off, then you have it lower to like your crotch. Like, nobody wants to literally look at your crotch. This isn't no, what is it, Grindr for dudes, and we all want to see like your V-lines and crotches. No, we don't want to see that. If we really want to, we'll ask you. But also, a tip for everybody, do not send unsolicited dick pics, because nobody wants to see that. Because guess what? It'll probably get screenshotted and get sent to somebody else's best friend. And then get laughed at, made fun of, etc., etc. Yeah, ain't nobody want to see that, because guess what? Penises are not attractive. Penises are ugly. Like, do you want to send me a penis photo? Fucking bedazzle it then. Put some rhinestones on that bitch. Then I'll be like impressed. Because you put some bedazzle on there. Put some sparkly shit on there. Put some glitter on your dick. That, if you want me to see it, then do something outrageous like that. Otherwise, do not fucking send an unsolicited dick pic. Okay? Okay. Now, I think that is it for this week's episode. I hope you guys didn't like it. I hope you guys liked it. A little bit different. I'm outside using a different mic. I'm talking about a different type of topic. But not a lot has happened. Recap with what's going on with me. Still trying to look for a new job. Still trying to buy a house. Slowly paying off my line of credit. It's fucking hard to pay off a line of credit because you take your 5 steps forward, 2 steps back. Trying to pay something off because you always got gas or bills or plates or insurance. All that kind of shit. Not fun. Not fun at all. So that's kind of what's going on. Oh, I'm gonna sit on the ground. My god, this hurts my ass. But otherwise, health wise I've stopped taking that one prescription, so it's a lot. I'm feeling a lot better so far. It's only like day four. So I do notice a difference. Apparently it takes 5 to 6 days to get out of my system, so that sucks. But also, happier now because it's nice outside. Like, I'm literally sitting outside in shorts and a t-shirt. But then I also kind of came to this realization that I think I am missing adventure. And that's why I'm also kind of, like, bored but, like, depressed. Now my fucking dog is barking. I want to do something. I used to always go out all the time. And then I used to hang out with all my friends. But then it's like, how do I meet new people? Where do I meet people that are chill and not fucking assholes and two-faced people? I mean, my guy friend group's already two-faced enough, most of them, so. If they listen to this, you know it's true. Don't fucking deny it, bitches. Yeah, I don't know. I'm also not a big fan of girls, so they're very slim pickings for female friends. Because a lot of them, I mean, they're bitches. I mean, I'm a bitch. But, like, it's very cattiness between people. And I'm just like, I don't want to deal with that. No, thank you. I used to always, oh my god, my makeup is, like, fucked. My lipstick. Ever since, like, I would say high school, I've just got along better with dudes than females. They're just, well, most of the time, they're just chill. But they honestly just love the drama, too, sometimes. I like to see the drama explode, but I don't really want to be in it. But if I have to, I will start the shit if I feel like it. Yeah, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, so also booked my Airbnb. Found a vehicle for a good price that I'm going to take for when I'm in LA. And basically, I have a travel savings account that's in a tax-free account. And I'm only going to be like $16 and some cents short. So I can basically just transfer money into that account from my regular checkings account. Then I'll be okay. Then I'm not like in the negative trying to pay off my line of credit. So that's good. And then I still have US cash to take from my previous Mexico trip. But yeah. Also, I'm still a brand ambassador for SoundCloud. So if you do want a discount, I think it's 15% off. 10 or 15%. Something like that. It's in my bio. It's in the link tree. It's everywhere, honestly. Shockingly, people still use my brand ambassador code. Because I still get notified saying, oh, somebody used your code. Here are some points. I don't make any money, but I get some points. I haven't used the points yet. I don't know what I want. But maybe probably more towels. They are good towels. Because sand does not stick to them. They are perfect beach towels. So, you just shake the towel. You shake the towel to shake the sand off. Yeah. Anywho, if you do want to sponsor this podcast, just hit me up. You can DM me on Instagram. My personal one, Serena Laternis. Podcast is that_bitch_podcast. That_bitch_podcast. Fuck. And then Twitter is that_bitch_podcast. And then Twitter for my personal, so just Serena Laternis. But honestly, if you just go to any bio I have, the Linktree link is there. And all my links for all my other social media profiles are there. So make sure you go on there and follow me and subscribe to my YouTube channel because I need more fucking subscribers because this shit ain't easy trying to get noticed or known on social media, especially YouTube, because the algorithm struggles sometimes. Same with TikTok. Algorithm is always changing. Anywho, I hope you guys all have a great and fantastic next week and a half. And make sure you tune in a week and a half because you never know what tea is about to be spilled next. Bye, bitches. And I just about forgot to add, P.S. I think I want to fuck my new neighbor. Bye.